Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Welcome to episode 11 of the Gray and Green Show. Thanks everybody who's been listening and reviewing us on iTunes. We super appreciate it. And somehow, some way, we got listeners out of Wisconsin, Chicago, and New York. What?
We've got national.
We took this bitch national.
That's awesome.
It's Rachel Gray and Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM. And yeah, we're at episode 11. And don't forget, you can hit us up online, Gray Green Show on Twitter, Gray and Green Show on Facebook, Gray and Green Podcast
at Gmail.
Yeah, if you have any comments you want to hit us up with. In fact, with today's topic, we're going to talk about Christmas music. Feel free to weigh in by sending us an email or posting on Gray and Green Show on Facebook. But first, I want to talk about what's going on with Jackie, because I'm going to be honest, you look a little malnourished.
Oh, God. I do not.
You don't. You don't look malnourished. But I know you're doing the 21-day fix, and I know there's a lot of chicks out there that like the 21-day fix.
Dude, first off, I'm on day three. Yeah, I'm in hell.
You're in hell on day three.
It's terrible.
Well, you like to eat, and I don't mean that in like
no. I like
you
to
love
eat.
Food,
and I want pizza right now and some donuts.
Okay, so walk me through how the 21-day fix works.
They give you these little containers, and they say you can get so many of each container a day. And those containers look really big.
Are they like the size of your fist?
Yeah, they're tiny. The only big one is for veggies.
What was in your container?
Nothing. You had to put food in it.
I know, but what did you put in your container?
Today or in general?
In general, what'd you have today? I guess that's
fine. Well, today, all I've had is a protein shake and did my workout.
Okay, so you eat out of the containers, so it's portion control.
Well, it's like portion control, yeah. So you use it to measure, not really eat out of it.
And you work out on top of it.
Yeah, they have like this workout system you do for 21 days.
With your tiny containers and your protein shakes.
Yes.
Have you lost weight?
It's only been 3 days.
I mean, I'm sorry, but a protein shake and some tiny containers, I'd be dropping it off like a crazy person. My ass would be like, I'd be walking in svelte the next
day. Well, you still get like carbs and stuff. It's just about eating healthy carbs and not white carbs, things like that, you know?
So like eating wheat instead of white bread?
Right. So you can have like brown rice or quinoa instead of white rice.
I like quinoa.
I actually love quinoa.
Quinoa gets a bad rap.
It does?
I think
it tastes good.
Oh, my God. My husband, if I was like, I'm making quinoa tonight, honey, he'd be like, F you. I won't be eating dinner with
That's
you.
That's what Jim would say, too.
Right. He's not eating quinoa.
Well, I joined this challenge group because I wasn't running, so I hurt my heel. We've kind of talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was stuck in one of those little walking boot things.
Yeah.
And I slowly put on a little weight. And it wasn't like put on weight that you would notice. It was that I lost a bunch of muscle. I've never taken more than a week off since sixth grade, let alone 6 weeks. No
really?
Money. Yes. So,
wow. My parents raised me wrong. They did not raise me to work out.
Well, so I gradually lost all my muscle, and it kind of turned to what I can only assume is fat. And now my clothes still fit, but they're very snug. And I was like,
Jackie, you were so little.
I saw this challenge group, and I'm like, I'm going to do this challenge group. I'm signing up. I'm going to do
this. Where'd you see it?
On Facebook.
Oh, a Facebook challenge group.
So okay. I'm in it. The problem is this. You submit these before photos, and you're all pumped because you're like, this is my before photo. I'm going to look awesome when I'm done.
So but would now, you wear like Spanx and the sports bra and the whole nine?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But
I
here's
can't
the problem.
You.
Now everyone saw before, and if I don't follow through, I look like a jerk.
Yeah, you look like there's some serious shame. The most weight I ever lost was for an endorsement deal I had for the radio station.
Yeah.
You know why I lost it? Because they were paying me.
I had to lose it.
I had to lose it. I had to actually say this works. And it did work.
Right.
I would say what that is, but they're not paying me anymore, so
I'm not going to talk about it.
But I think it's awesome that you're doing that, but I think you beat yourself up a little bit.
I want to get toned more than anything. I just want to get a little more muscle.
So you're not like unhappy with your body?
No. I'm fine with that.
Because I think people would kill to look
like you. I don't
want to
lose weight. I want to tone up.
Yeah.
And I want my jeans to zip more comfortably again, because I don't want to really buy new clothes.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
I think that is fair.
The only thing is, like, I have to go more than 3 days without cheating. Otherwise, I'll just keep cheating. I have to go like a full week and then maybe cheat a little.
You know, my biggest issue is when I do any kind of diet is dinner time, because that's when I have to eat with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't. Portion control is like a joke to him. Like if I did vegetables and half a chicken breast, he'd be like, you're not eating enough. You need more vitamins, Rachel. Please eat your protein. I'm not kidding. That's what my husband does.
Jim is a CrossFitter.
Okay.
He's not the kind that posts all over social media, but he's really into CrossFit.
Let me take a moment to personally thank you for that. I can't stand those people.
I can't take it. And I don't like posting my workouts and my stuff on social media either. I actually hate it. Like, the group I'm in is one of those closed groups, so only the 50 people in the group can see what you post.
And your before photo.
And my before photo, which I sent in, which I will show you.
Okay.
When the show's not on.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't want everyone to know. I don't need everyone to know my business. I don't need you to know when I'm running, how fast I'm running. That's not your business. Like, I just think it's silly. Like, it's just something I do for myself.
I think most people don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie PR'd again. Like, why would you care?
Personal record.
Like, in a 5K.
Once again, don't care. PR'd? Right. But you care. I mean, it's your personal record.
And, like, if I had, like, a really good, like, after Boston, I was like, look, I finished Boston again. Woohoo!
Yeah, you did the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. But, like, other than that, if I just do a random, oh, I woke up on Tuesday and ran.
Who cares?
That's Tuesday. Who cares? Why do you care? I'm not going to share that with you and bug you.
I don't understand that either.
It drives me nuts.
I can't stand, and I know this is what Facebook's all about. Everybody wants to believe that we have these perfect lives and we're always vacationing in Hawaii and Cancun or whatever, and our marriages are perfect and everything's wonderful. That's what Facebook is for. People use it for that reason.
Right.
But at some point, you got to say, yeah, there's not a chance that everything in your life is perfect.
It's hunky-dory fine.
Right.
You have two people on Facebook. There's no in-between. There's the people that their life is so perfect that you're like, man, I'm jealous of you. Or the people that life is so terrible that you're like, dude, maybe we should go see someone together.
Right. Like, maybe stop airing out your dirty laundry on the internet.
Like, I've seen enough.
For sure.
All I realized yesterday on my third post of just pictures of Greenlee that I was like, maybe I'm sharing too many pictures.
Okay, but the pictures that Jackie put up of Greenlee with the Christmas lights is like the cutest thing.
So cute.
Yes.
But that's the thing is I rarely even have a status. I just share picture. I just load it with pictures and that's about all I do.
I have not made a Facebook status in years.
No, not just a post, a status.
Yeah. What's that?
Who does that?
No.
I use it like Instagram.
Yeah, me
too. I just load pictures on there.
I'm terrible. I don't use Instagram as much as I used to. I used to all the time, but now I just put stuff on
the page. I read an article that old people are using Instagram wrong. We're old people. And that Instagram, like the young, cool kids that use it that have like thousands of followers, they post like once every couple days, 3 days, and that they don't use filters.
Really?
That's what I read.
Anti-filter on Instagram?
That, like, Instagram filters are what old people use to make themselves look better.
No, it's 100% correct.
Exactly. But I read an article in, like, a magazine about it, like, a youth's perspective on Instagram.
Well, I'll be honest, you kids. I do use a filter because I want to look more tan.
Do you know how toaster? You know how tan toaster makes me?
You know why my photos are black and white during the wintertime? Because I look like powder. That's why. You can't tell when they're black and white. Little jerks. I'll edit those photos all day. I do. But you know what we want to talk about this week is, Jackie and I talked about this last week. We decided we wanted to do something revolving around the holidays.
Right.
But we didn't want it to be like, oh, yes, this is a time of love and being together.
We love the holidays.
So instead, we chose to make fun of Christmas music, which is...
It's kind of like our episode 6 when we did songs that take us back, but instead, it's songs that we hate and love during the holidays.
Yeah. And to start us out, we are going to do a song that Jackie and I both agree
is terrible.
Is a slice of garbage.
It's the worst song ever written.
Everybody wants to say this song is touching and
love
the kid's mom is dying, so he's getting her shoes. But really,
why is that what she wants, for one thing? You're dying and you want to wear shoes?
I don't know.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
I can't.
I hate this song. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
The fact that you know all the words blows my mind.
It's on all the time.
There are stations within Grand Rapids that think it's awesome to play the Christmas shoes during the holiday season. It is the biggest slice of garbage ever. If you want me to turn off your station, because I'll listen to Christmas music.
It kind of makes me like cringe a little.
It does.
Like I was like, oh, not the Christmas shoes.
Yeah, and it actually says if Mama meets Jesus tonight, he wants to give her the shoes. The shoes aren't even going to be seen. If you're a woman, you're getting shoes, you want the whole damn world to see them.
Right.
Mama's going in the ground, big guy.
Maybe Mama needs something other than shoes if she's dying.
Is shoes like a code for something?
He's a little boy. I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Well, this little boy stresses me out.
It stresses me. I don't know. I hate it. And what's funny is I remember being in, like, high school, middle school, hearing the song and kind of liking it and thinking, oh, that's a sweet song. And I would sing it and I liked it. And the older I got, the more I was like, I hate that song. I hate it.
You know what it reminds me of that is not a Christmas song is Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, I hate that one more. Stop.
After midnight prayer.
I hate that song.
That song. I used to cry over that song when I was a kid. And
I hated it since the first day
now,
I ever heard it.
Now, I don't remember even who did that song.
Someone
but if
terrible?
I could hunt them down.
Someone terrible. Someone in my fifth grade talent show lip synced that song.
Butterfly kisses.
Yes. I remember she wore like a flannel shirt because she's trying to look like a dude, I think.
Yeah.
And like jeans. And she like lip synced it and was like, did like butterfly kisses.
Wait, she had her hands like butterflies?
Yes, like Napoleon Dynamite. And she lip synced the whole thing. I was lip syncing NSYNC. I'm not NSYNC, Spice Girls.
Wow.
I was like, I'm after her and I'm doing a Spice Girls.
Oh, that's so funny. I bet that kid was really weird.
Oh, I don't know. She.
You're so nice.
I feel bad, but she seemed to like that song. I remember sitting there like, this is like a song my grandma likes. We're in fifth grade.
Right. All right, so let's move on to something a lot less negative since we're being a couple
another
of negative.
Another song names. We hate or another song we like?
Let's do your song that you like.
Oh, I like. Okay,
do you have
one,
more likes or more hates?
I'd say it's probably tied. This okay. one, for some reason, and I don't know why, is my favorite Christmas song. I love this song.
Oh, wait. I don't need roses.
Yeah.
It was off.
There it is.
Oh my God. I'm on your page with this one. Silver
bells. I don't know why I've always liked this song, but I can't wait till Christmas when I can hear it. And no radio station plays it enough.
Jackie, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I love this one.
And all I want for Christmas is you, but everyone thinks they want to hear the Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
Right.
This is better.
Vince Vance and the Valiants. Let me tell you why that group didn't stick around. It's the worst band name I've ever heard.
It's terrible. Terrible.
That's terrible. This is the most 80s music video I've ever seen, too.
Oh, I know. It's perfect. Take back the tinsel,
stockings, and bows. Oh, my God. That was like an Angels in the studio right now.
That guy.
Okay. There's a guy looking through the Christmas bulb at us.
And she's wearing like a...
She looks like a pilgrim.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the 80s or 90s.
Oh, this was definitely the 80s.
90s, early 90s.
Definitely the 80s. All right. We're going to the next one. We have so many, guys. I can't even tell you. All right.
Bad song or good song?
I'm going to go my second most hated song. Of the holidays.
We're so far pretty much on the same page because I hate this song.
I hate this song. And it is by one of my favorite artists of all time, Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger.
I once cried at a Bob Seger concert when he sang Against the Wind.
Oh.
I was hammered drunk.
I love that song.
Oh my God.
I love that song.
That song, the lyrics of that song is like, just changes my world. I love
just
it.
Just changes my world.
If you've never listened to lyrics of that song, you suck and need to take time to do that.
Bob Seger's great.
But.
We've established that.
This was definitely... The low point of Bob Seger's
career. I'm pretty sure he didn't write the song.
No, he didn't. Jesus did. But I
don't know if Jesus wrote it either.
The little drummer boy came to see
Jesus. The story is old. I mean, this song itself was before Bob Seger, wasn't it?
It's way before Bob Seger.
Yeah, okay.
But it's the Bob Seger version.
That you hate the most?
I hate the most. I can't. It also annoys me that the video is in claymation. Why you gotta ruin claymation? What?
Little Drummer Boy is a movie.
Oh, it's a claymation movie?
It's a claymation movie like Rudolph.
Oh my God, no wonder I never watched it. I hate that little
Drummer
Boy.
Look at his little face, his little red nose.
What's the story? Like, didn't the little drummer boy come to meet Jesus and, like, played music by the trees?
He went to go bring... Yeah, set before the king.
Hey, Jackie and Rachel really have their Christmas stories.
We really know it down. Look, he's got a little lamb or sheep or something.
Yeah, no, can't do the little drummer boy.
No, I can't handle it. I hate it.
I absolutely hate it. So we are going to. Like, how many times can you say
he's honoring the baby Jesus with his drum?
I know. And
he
that's
had no
wonderful.
Gift to give.
But it's still the worst song ever. Right. He had no gift, so he played him.
The drum.
On the drums.
Well, hopefully you play him on the drums. He'd play the drums.
If Matthew McConaughey was doing the
bongos. Oh, no. And now in the video, they've got Bob.
Yeah.
No, Bob.
You know, Bob Seger, have you seen him?
Watching his hands like.
Have you seen Bob Seger recently?
No.
I know that's like a weird thing to ask. My girlfriend saw Bob Seger in an elevator in downtown Grand Rapids. I mean,
what?
He lives in Michigan. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. He was at the Amway downtown, which is like a really historical hotel in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah, super big, fancy.
Yeah, fancy hotel. It's where the rich people stay. He was there. She was in an elevator with her mom. Bob Seger was behind her. She didn't even know until he got out and he turned around and like kind of looked at her. And she still didn't get it. Her mom looked at her and goes, "Do you know who that was?" She says, "No." He goes, "That was Bob Seger." Apparently, he's like full-blown snaggletooth now.
What?
He looks homeless,
why?
She said. I don't know, because he's Bob Seger. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to have his teeth fixed. He's rich as hell. Yeah, but I don't know. Bob Seger's getting old. I saw him a few years ago in concert.
And you cried.
Well, that was, I think I was like 20 when I did that.
Oh, okay. So you've seen him multiple times.
I've seen him three times. And this last time we went with my whole family, he had to take a lot of intermissions.
Oh, really?
There was a lot of like just old man stage bouncing. But what was I expecting? The man is in his 70s now.
No, he's not.
I think so. Let me look it up real
Google
quick.
Google that.
All right.
How old is Bob Seger?
71.
His birthday's the day before mine.
Oh my God.
I'm May 7th. He's May 6th.
What's your sign?
Taurus.
Taurus. What does that mean?
We're like the bull.
Oh, damn. You get it done.
Okay, in honor of doing a classic rock song that you hate, let's do my classic rock song that we like.
Okay, hold on. I clicked out of your Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Play.
And I have to agree, Jackie. I love this one as well.
This is my jam.
Oh, that's not many. Not many of you guys in trouble out here.
It's the boss.
I love Bruce.
Yeah, you better watch.
This is the greatest version of this song.
This is one of the best versions of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, because this is not a favorite of mine.
In ninth grade, I was in the Miss Christmas majorette contest.
How long have you been doing pageants?
Well, this was a baton pageant, but.
You twirled a baton?
I twirled for a long time.
I did not know that.
You did not know this?
No.
Okay, well, I twirled for a long time. I twirled for my marching band. And I twirled in this song in the Miss Christmas majorette pageant, and I won.
You won to this song?
This was my jam.
Do you have like a room full of your sashes and trophies and stuff?
We have a cabinet.
You have a cabinet?
Well, our basement is full at my mom's house of trophies from baton of my sister. She won way more than me.
Really?
But I have a cabinet in my house.
What makes a young lady want to twirl a baton?
Because twirling baton's awesome. It's hard.
No, I know it's hard. I just wondered, like, did your mom want you to do it? Or did you come
she
up with it on your own?
She got my sister into it when she was, like, 9 or 8. And then I was like, a year older than my sister. And I was like, that looks fun. I want to do it. And she's like, okay. So we both started doing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were the baton.
My sister won nationals. She's like a national champion.
She's a national baton champion. And you won baton to the boss.
Yes, to the boss.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh my God, it's like Bruce is here.
That's my boss voice.
Do you have
I think I can't get any lower. I surprise myself.
Right. Does your family have like certain Christmas songs and music that they listen to?
That
like,
one.
That's a big
my
one.
My parents love Bruce Springsteen so much, it's not even funny.
They do?
Oh my gosh. Born to Run was on a repeat in our car.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to do Bruce Christmas, I'm going Merry Christmas, Baby. I love that bluesy. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't hate it.
You ever heard, like, Otis Redding, White Christmas? No.
Can you be Blue Christmas?
No, White Christmas. He does a version of White Christmas, but it reminds me of Bruce Springsteen's.
But you were singing Blue Christmas.
No. Why, Christmas.
Okay, I guess I'm here.
Wait,
I'm hearing things.
Hold on, let me pull it. Good and I got music on the radio. But that's the thing about
I want to hear this.
Bruce is like Otis Redding in that way. Like, he's just.
Oh, there's an ad. Yep. There's a love, though.
He's like Otis Redding in that way. Like, you have a certain amount of soul when you listen to him. But this. Oh, I'm going to skip ahead. of a white. This is my favorite version of White Christmas.
This is a good version.
I wish I could get that on vinyl, actually. I wonder if I can.
You have, like, a record player?
Yeah, cool. I got my great-grandfather's as a gift a couple Christmases ago, actually.
Oh, that's sweet.
After he passed away, and then it got too old. It's like an antique now, so I just shined it up, and now it's a piece.
Now it's just something that sits there and looks cool.
Yeah, but I got a new record player last year.
Oh, nice.
So now it's hooked up to the sound system in my house, and my house can thump vinyl, which is super cool.
Thump vinyl.
I thump vinyl. So I got an Otis Redding album recently, but I didn't get a Christmas one. That's what I would really like. But I do have.
There you go. That's what you're on your Christmas list.
I know. All right. Shoot us with your next song.
Okay. The one I hate?
Oh, sure. Give us another that you hate.
I hate.
Because one of them is just downright un-American.
I hate this.
You don't like Bing Crosby?
No.
Have you never seen White Christmas?
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The classic
this song is terrible.
Movie.
I like this song when it's sang by Alvin and the Chipmunks, and that's about it.
That is about embarrassing.
I don't care. Oh, I hate this song. It's so boring. Once again, it's almost like that. I want to have the fun of Mr. Chris.
That's that brutal. Too. Or Grandma got run over by a reindeer. But you cannot put Bing Crosby in the same category as I Want a Hippopotamus. The man is a classic. He's American legend.
I don't have to like this song.
I know, I'm not saying you do. But I will make you watch White Christmas. We have to hang out and watch White Christmas.
All right, I might fall asleep, but...
Oh, that was hurtful.
That was hurtful.
I just
don't... song I also hate. I'm just gonna go right into it.
Go for it.
Oh, hold on. Let me pause this.
No, seriously, this next one she's about to do, when she told me this, I was disgusted.
I hate this song.
It is the quote unquote Christmas song.
Do you ever hear a song you hate so much that you go to change it like so fast that you're like, ah!
Yeah. I can't do it.
I can't hear a word of this song.
On an open file.
Oh. I hate it.
Jack Frost. So
this doesn't like this makes me feel good. Like it makes me feel
really makes
something.
Me feel like I want to slug somebody.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
Nat King Cole, you are killing me.
I hate this song. Those are my two biggest hates, actually.
That is just bananas.
I am bananas. Peel me.
Jackie,
I'm a banana.
This is un-American. Like, doesn't when you listen to this, you don't think of sitting by your tree.
No, I think this is so slow, I want to fall asleep.
Sipping hot chocolate or eggnog with some rum in it. You ever had that?
No.
Oh, it's very good.
I don't like rum.
Tiny tots. No,
white rum or dark rum?
Any.
What's your booze of choice?
Beer.
Okay, what's your liquor of choice?
None. I do not drink liquor.
Oh, man.
Liquor is so
Ucky?
Yeah. Like, I don't believe in drinking something that I don't think tastes good, because that makes you an alcoholic.
See, I don't... Like, well, it appears that I need to reevaluate
things. If you don't like
it,
why are you putting it in your body?
Wait, some booze taste really good, though.
Yeah, to some people. Like, Jim loves a rum and coke. He thinks it tastes good.
I do, too.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it.
Man, I love Kraken. It's like 94 proof. It's spiced rum.
What did you say?
Unleash the beast. It's Kraken.
Okay, I'd never heard of that. And I thought you just said, oh, you know, I love crack.
If you,
and I was like, no, what?
No. It's Kraken with
weird.
A K. It's Kraken with a K. It's got a great big octopus in the bottle. It is. Okay. It'll make you stupid, but it makes me really funny when I drink it and it tastes good with Coke. Oh, my God.
I just hate liquor. I've tried to find liquor I like. I've mixed it up. I've done everything I can.
You also hate Nat King Cole.
But I also, yeah. I'm from Canada. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not American.
I'm from Canada.
Hate to break it to you.
We will wrap up this nonsense with probably something that most people are going to be like, wow.
You didn't pause that last
time. I'm going to. As soon as I find it.
Get rid of it.
Something that I grew up listening to this. I love Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's Christmas album more than anything. I do own this on vinyl. My husband hates it because I make him listen to it every year.
This is terrible.
It's so sweet.
I love Dolly, but I don't like this.
What? You don't know? Do you know Hard Candy Christmas with Dolly?
Yes. I think I don't like Christmas songs.
Used to make love to. No?
I think I just don't like Christmas songs.
I don't think you like Christmas music.
I have to give you my bonus. I have to give you my bonus because I like
you have a bonus? All right.
Yeah, if I can find
it. We'll end Kenny and Dolly just to save our listeners so they don't
stop. Remember my other song I had up? I'll pull it up.
Oh, maybe I clicked out of it again. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Find it up. That's all right. I'll do more Kenny and Dolly.
You jam out.
Christmas is so true. I messed up the words. Wait till you hear Jackie's last song. It's hilarious.
This is my jam.
All right. You are still playing Kenny and Dolly in the background. Right there. Okay. We're ready. I just want everyone to know this is a Hanson song. They are covering an original by the legendary Eagles.
I love Hanson.
The Eagles wrote this song.
And Hanson did it better.
Well, Hanson did not do it better than
I
the Eagles.
I love Hanson.
Hanson has two hits.
Look at Taylor.
Ever.
Look how cute Taylor
how
is.
How dare you say Hanson did it better than the Eagles?
I love this song by Hanson. Hanson snowed in. My dad bought me that CD, and I listened to it so much that it almost broke.
My. The only Christmas album that I remember listening to until it broke was the Mariah Carey one and the NSYNC Merry Christmas.
Oh, I had that one, too.
Yeah, that one
I
was
had that one too.
Really, really good.
And happy holidays.
Yeah, that one was a really good one, but I didn't know Hanson did a version of the Eagles.
Oh, God. I love Hanson.
You guys.
Anything Hanson.
She's swaying back and forth.
I
in her
love
chair.
Hanson. These three brothers just got it. They got it.
Oh,
star power right there.
Man. Feel free to let us know what your most hated or loved Christmas song is.
Yeah, and feel free to hate on me. I know I have bad views. No one likes my opinion.
Listen, you don't have bad views. Your taste is your taste.
Yeah.
You know how many people were probably like, wow, Rachel, my ears are bleeding. You're making me listen to Dolly Parton.
Well, I love Hanson.
We got it.
We get it.
Oh, man. Well, so what are your holiday plans? What do you do?
We go to my mom and dad's on Christmas Eve, hang out there. Then we go to my aunt's that night for a big party.
Yeah.
Back to mom and dad, stay the night, and have Christmas the next night.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know I do four Christmases with Aaron's side of the family before I even see my own? Swear.
Dude, worst part about being married? Doing that stuff.
I know, right?
It's not that I don't want to be with your family. It's that I want to be with my family because they're better.
No, but that's how you feel because it is your family. I'm really lucky because Aaron has awesome, like, I kind of love Aaron's side of the family.
So they're cool at least.
They are, but with Aaron's parents being divorced, we have two sets of grandparents to go to.
That's a lot.
His mom, his dad. That's four Christmases on Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we even get to my parents.
See, that doesn't even sound fun.
You know, it's tough because we're running around a lot, but it is kind of fun to see everybody because I'm obsessed with the holidays to an unhealthy level. I love it.
We like doing one big fun thing, and I don't want to go all travel.
What'd you say?
I don't want to go all travel. I don't want to travel all over the place.
Yeah, see, I got
one big fun thing.
I got to drive 2 hours away to go see everybody, but it's not that far.
Is everyone in the same town at least?
Of Aaron's side of the family, yes.
Oh, okay, well, that part.
And then we travel like an hour to go to my parents, and then we do like a big dinner together, and all of my family meets at my parents' house, like, by the evening.
So they all meet there for evening dinner and
then we
and
get drunk
stuff.
And open Christmas at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
What?
It's so fun.
See, I'm a morning Christmas. It's not Christmas if it's not in the morning.
Really?
Yep.
Well, with everything we have to do during the day of Christmas.
Right, you don't have a choice.
We squeeze it in that way. But I love it. It's, like, the most fun. Like, we get drunk.
It's,
and
like, the most fun thing ever.
It's so awesome. I love it because all my family gets together, like, in the evening. But it's, like, our tight little posse because there's eight of us. So it's really, I love it. But thanks for listening today, and if you have any words on our Christmas music, feel free to lay into us or tell us how much you like it.
Give us what songs you like, because maybe we'll like them too, and it'll give me something to listen to on my Christmas playlist.
Yeah, tell Jackie a good Nat King Cole song she can listen to.
I just don't love Christmas songs, so it's got to be catchy and like rock-like and give me a little pop.
You like poppy Christmas songs.
Yeah, I do.
Like Britney Spears.
No, ew, I hate Britney Spears.
Santa, that's my only wish this year.
I hate Britney. No, I don't hate her. I just don't like any of her music.
Well,
I like her old stuff, like Hit Me Baby One More Time and Toxic. I like those songs.
Right.
Her new stuff
sucks.
It sounds like she singing like that.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Totally.
Sorry, I don't know what you're doing. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Are you okay today? I think we need to get you some food for your 21-day fix.
That's what's happening.
I know. I'm crabby. I think you're hangry is what you are.
Oh, I know I'm hangry.
This bitch is Snickers.
Don't say Snickers. Don't you say Snickers.
Okay, coming up next week before Jackie kills me is we are going to do the single girl's guide from two married women.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We are going to give single girls advice from two married women. It's been a very long time since I was single. But I feel like the more stuff I read online and the more I'm on social media, I see these single girls. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Single girls and single guys. Because I feel like I can do it. Like, I can give advice to guys and I'm right and they're wrong.
Okay. We
I really
do that
think
too.
That, yeah.
We actually are, it's amazing. We've got a very high number of men that have been listening to the show.
Yeah, dudes, so, we will help you.
We'll help the men too. So, single people's guide from two married women.
I like that.
That is what we are going to do.
And we might
up.
Have a special guest if we can get it.
Yeah, we might have a guest on next week.
One that you will want to hear.
We should have a single girl on next week.
Oh, I thought we were doing the guest we talked about.
That guest can't do it until, like, we get back from vacation in January.
Okay.
Yes. So
well,
we can't
that guest
tell
you're
going to
like. Maybe who is a single one we know?
Huh?
Who do we know that's single?
We'll have to think about it. We need a single girl. That you way do. She can agree or kibosh with our ideas.
Yes.
You like it?
Classic.
All right. I just
need
came
it.
Up with that.
That was like. That you just heard us brainstorming.
That's right. That's right.
That's like a behind the scenes.
Uh-huh. All right. So make sure you look for Gray Green Show on Twitter, Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com, Gray and Green Show on Facebook. I think I hit everything. Look for us on iTunes. Rate us, all that jazz, because we are loving reading some of the feedback you guys have.
Yes, please rate us on iTunes. Review, review, review. It's so important to us. Thank you.
And make sure you send us emails if you have any ideas, something you want us to cover, or if you have advice for the single people in the world.
Yeah.
Or
we'll read
say,
your advice.
How about if you have a single girl story or a single guy story? Like, let's say you met the biggest creeper in the world in a bar. Whatever.
Oh, there you go.
We want to hear about it. The brainstorming continues. I am on fire today.
Oh, you really are.
I know.
I'm digging this.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, even though it's not Christmas for a few weeks.
It is in my world.